every room, whether it be group room, has, you know, their kind of little ideas and guys who are responsibilities and personalities. How much does a room miss a guy like Stephen Ridley, because he seemed to be all the way to the other side where everybody else is kind of in the middle and you kind of need that guy?
They miss him. Yeah, they miss him. We all miss him. Ray was a real good guy, hard worker, a character, but a hard worker. I mean, he had his moments, but he also, his personality was one that, you know, you like being around him, you know what I mean? Very fun-loving guy, but yet serious when he had to be serious. And on game day, it was nothing like him. I mean, you know, he was into it on game day. He was into it. And you didn't have to worry about him being psyched and ready to go. He left a message on the board before he went back down to Louisiana. Can't tell you what it says, but I want you to know it choked him up a little bit, because it was, you can tell it was really from his heart, and that was neat. You know, that was neat.
Now, how has Shane responded to kind of that, just, and even in terms of leadership, Stephen going down and kind of leaving? Have you seen him, I guess, step up, and just in terms of, like,
Shane was up there in the first place. Yeah. I wouldn't say that Shane was below Ridley. They're both two different kind of guys. They had different type roles. So in their own way, they were leading by example, and Shane was always there. He was the guy that, in our room, Shane basically sort of was the meeting guy. He ran the meetings, the film sessions when I wasn't there. He was that was his role. I mean, that's who he is. So he's accepted that role long ago. Rid was his partner in crime. You know, that was the two of them came in together. They were pretty close, and you know, I know he misses his presence. That, you know, I know that.
Responded as a whole.
Fine. Yeah. I think they've done a great job. Like always, everybody has to step up when you get an opportunity. I mean, wait a minute now, guys. Yeah. You know, you're sitting around watching the other guy play. You don't want to wish anything bad. Shit, when that happens, you're ready to go. It's your opportunity. So they've responded very well. Everybody's responded very well. Kind of like it.
What we've seen from Jonas Gray, just in the games, just kind of like a bulldozer. Is that what you've kind of seen since he's been here?
He's a big bat. Yeah. He needs to be a big back for us. He's a big back.
Getting back to Stephen for a second, my guess is you wouldn't mind seeing him back here next year.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Hey, you know, that's there. You know, we love Steve. We love Steve. So we're hoping the best. You never know. All that stuff's out of my hands. I have no control
over it.
I, you know, I think anybody would love to have Red a part of their program. I really do. I think anybody would love to have Red a part of their program. And I think that's the best way to put it.
Okay. The position groups, just you with the receivers, you guys with the line, just how much do you work
together?
With all those guys. Going back and forth.
This is a game that's played by 11 guys on the field that must communicate, must know what's going on. This is not an independent game. So if we're not in conjunction with the line when it comes to blitz pickup and stuff, we got a problem. Running game, we all meet together. We spend a lot of meeting together. And they have meetings where they're together, where the line would be with the backs talking about the running game, and you know, line with the backs talking about the blitz pickup and Brady on his points, and all that stuff's important. You can't do it separately. It's done as a group. And the more cohesive we are, the better we are.